on our first Monday, Thursday, and tomorrow on For Good Friday, we are going through the Stations of the Cross. We'll be led by the youth, and it's at 7 p.m., and on Easter, of course, we have our big celebration, so I hope to see you on all these three big days that we have. I always think about Donna Ferguson during this time of the year. Donna, during the season of Lent, will use her God-given gifts of making the most delicious bread, banana bread, cornbread, all kinds of bread. Who doesn't like bread, right? It is dangerous. But she was well known in the congregation of Tree of Life Lutheran Church in Yakima, Washington. She would set out bread to give for a small donation, and during the season of Lent, prior to the Lenten midweek services at Tree of Life Lutheran. But during the Holy Week, a young college student will come to spend Holy Week at this church. He worked in the summer for the church, and he would come on breaks. And each year, for several years, she baked breads and she gave the donations to help this young man in college who was a full-time student and a full-time worker at the cafeteria of his college. Well, you may wonder, who is this young man? Well, I am that young man. And she was a long-time member of this church. She was one of many people in my life that taught me what it meant to serve others using her talents. It was not a lot of, you know, money that she gathered, but it did help me with some books and some gas money. The first time that she gave me an envelope with my name and said to me, "Here's a gift for you," you know, I was speechless. I was not expecting that gift from her. Because I didn't really knew her very well. I have said hi to her a few times, and she just seemed like she didn't like me very much. So after that, I was speechless. I was not expecting a gift from someone, especially her. But the fact that she devoted her time and did something to benefit others other than herself made her stand out of among the people in my life that I have come across. And over my years of ministry, I have met incredible people, people who have taught me what it means to serve others, to give without having to gain something in return, to share one's gifts with others in service to others. And that is exactly what Monday Thursday is about. It's about service. This is about learning from Jesus what it means to give your life to others. He teaches us about a life of service. And while he was with his disciples, we read in our gospel that Jesus once again takes a daily life experience to teach his disciples something, and this time what it means to be a follower of Jesus. It meant to serve others, to serve others meant to consider the needs of others, to show appreciation for others. And as Jesus gets closer to offer himself as a gift for the whole world, he and his disciples gather for a meal. And the culture that Jesus belonged, teachers were held very high. They were respected people. People who share their wisdom around the table. So teachers often were perhaps the one who were served first at the table, who sat at the head of the table, who had their feet washed first as they came in to show hospitality and welcome and appreciation to them. Well, some household had servants who did this job. And for us to think about practicing food washing for others makes us perhaps comfortable or uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. I would feel very uncomfortable not just washing someone's feet, but having my own feet washed, knowing that my feet are not the best looking feet or the healthiest. I would feel embarrassed, shameful. I would be hoping that I would not be judged by others the way I take care of my feet. Okay, too much information, Pastor Misa. But for the culture that Jesus belonged to, it was common, except that they did not have tennis shoes. Most people traveled by foot, donkey. But people walk in sandals. So if you could imagine, washing someone's feet was not the most pleasant experience. But people did it out of hospitality. Some people did it out of duty. Jesus does something that no teacher will ever do. He takes the role of a servant. Jennifer Garcia, an associate professor of New Testament in South Carolina, points that it was not just done by servants, but she points out that it was done by women servants, as painful as it is for her to share that aspect of that culture that Jesus belonged, which for us, it sounds very degrading, isn't it? No man will do this, let alone a teacher would wash the feet of his students. But here Jesus reverses the community roles here to teach his disciples what being a follower of Jesus meant. It means to give oneself in service to others, to consider the needs of others. And according to Jesus, there is true power in this. It has the power to change others. The way Donna changed me in the way I live out my faith. So this act of foot washing pointed to Jesus, or this also foot washing points us to Jesus' work at the cross, of bearing our own sins, our shameful things that only God knows about ourselves. It shows us that he would degrade himself so that we may know God's love. That's exactly what we are here for, to remember that he took on our sin, that he took on our those shameful things that only God knows. So Jesus, after teaching all this, talks about God's love. And he gives a commandment to his disciples, love one another the way I have loved you. And this is a mandate, a call. And again, Jesus raises the bar. By now, he had expressed love by crossing all sorts of boundaries, social and cultural and economics and all sorts of boundaries of his day. He had washed the feet of his students. He had sat with tax collectors and sinners, sat with those society rejected. He had engaged with the ones who had leprosy. He had welcomed children. He had granted God's forgiveness on people. He had fed the hungry. He had welcomed all people, the rich and the poor, the corrupt, the least among the people. And now he is asking his disciples to do the same, to love others. And this is a different type of love. It's not a love among friends or a love among family, but it's this agape love, an unconditional love, a love that is given freely, without conditions, not as a reward, but given freely. And that is the type of love that we remember in Jesus today. The type of love that we receive in Jesus at Christ's table, who continues to share his love and presence with us in the bread and in the wine. And as we gather, each time we gather, it's this around the meal. It's a meal that previews this meal of the feast, where all people of all ages and cultures and genders are gathered around Jesus, who who welcomes all of us, saints and sinners. So today we are invited by Jesus to Jesus' table to receive God's love once again. And to remind us that in Jesus there is forgiveness and restoration. In Jesus, God empowers us to love others, to share the presence of Christ, so that we too, like Donna, can share Christ with others, so that others may know the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.